It's not just any heart, though. It's my super duper pooper schmooper extra strength, super lovely, wonderful, means everything in the world to me heart. And I'm not going to let go of it. And I'm going to hold it so tightly that you can't pull it out of my hand no matter what you do. This could be a goal that you have, a desire in your heart, a relationship that you want to work on. It could be any one of the goals that you've set for yourself. And here it sits, ba-dum, 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 and you're clutching it, and you're gripping it. And maybe something better comes along. But you're clutching it, you're gripping it, and you're like, I ain't got time for that because this is my thing. Well, here's what happens. When you clutch something, when you hold on to it tightly, nothing can get in and nothing can get out. Nothing can get out, but nothing can get in. On the other hand, if you hold something loosely, you move into a space of receptivity where you can have this, or you can have this and this, or you can free yourself up to receive something new and better. Along the lines of freedom, the thing that I really want to drive home and press upon you today is the idea of holding things loosely. Because, as we all know, life happens. And when you're a solopreneur or a micropreneur running a small business, and you are an extension of the business, and the business is an extension of you, things that happen in your life affect the business, and things that happen in the business affect your life. Several years ago, I was in a direct selling company, and the company decided that they were going to close their doors forever. Now, I, along with several thousand other consultants, were now without a company to represent, which meant the income was gone. Within 7 days, the company was closed, and all of the money that we had been making as consultants was no longer available to us. We had to find a new company. We had to move on to greener pastures, new opportunities, whatever. That impacted my business, but it also impacted me. There was emotional stuff that came up. I had to deal with the finances at home. Those kinds of things come along. Likewise, on the other side of the coin, a couple of years ago, my son graduated from camp and he came home and things were great for a while, and then things started to spiral out of control and he was in and out of jail and he was having issues, and all of that affected me. And because it affected me, it affected my business. It affected the way I showed up with my clients. Not necessarily in a detrimental way, although sometimes it could. But you have to be mindful of when life happens, whether it's in life or in business, things are going to have an impact and a ripple effect. And if you sit there clutching onto your dream and the thing that you want more than anything in the world, like a dog with a bone, when something else comes along that is right for you at that time, you can't even see it because you've clutched tightly to something. So in all of your planning and all of your visioning, keep your plans loose. Make sure you're giving yourself space and make sure you're willing to let go of something if something better is going to come along to serve you. Now, this is important. Holding something loosely is not the same as letting it go. You can hold it loosely, hold it gently, and be ready to receive something else and not drop it like a hot rock, okay? As I drop it like a hot rock. So, be willing to hold things loosely. And then when something comes along that may have shifted your perspective on, you know what, I just set these goals last week, and now there's this new opportunity, run it through the filter. Is it really better for you? Is it really going to move you forward? If so, draw a line through the old dream. That doesn't mean you're not going to ever do it. It just means it's not right now. You know, all of those dreams and goals that we've been planning, and I've been saying, pick one, doesn't mean then draw an X through everything else and scribble it out and never use it. We pick one to start because, like our GPS system, we got to get the car out of the driveway and start moving. And then the GPS will tell us how to get where we need to go. If we stay sitting in the driveway going, I want to go to Cleveland, I want to go to Cleveland, come on, I want to go to Cleveland, clutching the steering wheel but never taking the actions to move us forward, we don't know that when we get to the end of the neighborhood, there's a detour sign, and now we've got to go in a different direction. Now, if we get to the detour sign and we go, I want to go to Cleveland that way. That's the way I have to go. I know your detour sign says go that way, but I know that's the way to Cleveland. And we can sit there and we can clutch the steering wheel and we can hold fast to I'm going that way. Or we can go, well, if that way will get me to Cleveland also, maybe that way is easier and I should just go that way. All right, we're going to Cleveland. Hold your dreams and your ideas and your goals loosely. Don't let them go frivolously, but be willing to replace them with things that are going to serve you even better when new opportunities arise.